Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Marquard Russell, the King of Client Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And let me ask you this. Have you ever been in your business when it comes to marketing and you were actually having to post and pray, meaning you were posting and praying or hoping that somebody actually reached out to you to actually buy or inquire about your services? That's the same thing that happened with Christy. When she reached out, she said, I was posting and praying. I was amazing at what I do, the best at what I do, but not many people knew who I was, and who cares how great I am if nobody knows who I was? So I'm like, you're absolutely right. So we dove in, we started implementing some specific strategies. Not only was she able to break through her revenue ceiling, but she was actually able to move to the Bahamas. She went there on a quick vacation, loved it, and because of what happened in her business, she's able to been able to stay, and she's been there for a couple years. In today's episode, our president of communications, Rochelle, is actually going to interview Christy and pull back the curtain and get the step-by-step process and the strategies that Christy's been able to implement into her business, so you can actually take these ideas and implement into your business so you can break through your revenue ceilings, you know, live abroad, or buy your dream home, whatever the case may be. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and jump to the episode.
Hey, 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 everybody. This is the OG is what they call me here at CAU, right? My name is Rochelle Shaw, and I am the president of communications. And my role here is to truly make sure everything just is everything. But as I always tell everybody, my favorite part of my role is hanging out with our successful clients and just finding out what the heck they got going on, their lifestyle. See her curly hair today because she lives on the beach now. Lord have mercy. My favorite, Miss Christy. What the hell? My other chick that's the baddest chick on the planet, right? Welcome.
I thought I was a bad chick till I met Rochelle. I said, hey, I got to take a bow and just move out of the way.
That's not true. That's why we just hang together, right? That's why we hang together. So please introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do.
Again, Christy Rutherford, thanks so much for the introduction, Rochelle. I assist women in leadership with earning raises, bonuses, and promotions through office politics and self-care. $10 million in raises and promotions in 2021.
Wow. In the middle of a pandemic.
In the middle of the pandemic. 11 million total, but we did 10 million last year, 11 million in 2020. So we're picking up the momentum. This year, the goal is to do 40 million. And we're already at about a million by January 8th.
Wow. So tell me, like, what do you think is the number one reason why they're just not getting the raises that they should be?
Oh, women don't ask. Mm. Women are afraid to ask for raises. That's the first, but the reason why we don't ask is what we work on. Like a lot of times people will be like, oh, I want to teach you how to ask for a raise. We work on why are you reluctant and what is your fear and what's the conversation that you're having in your head before you ask, where you talk yourself out of it. And so it depends on what their background is, because if they grew up super religious, right, in the church, they are just content with not asking for a lot. You know, Black churches, that's, you know, I tell people I'm a prosperity preacher. So they're content. You want more, but they're afraid to, for themselves, they don't think that they deserve it. So you don't think that you deserve it. You're not going to ask, and nobody's just going to give it to you, no matter how many degrees that you have. I have some women who are in leadership who had, you know, tumultuous passes or past with their family. So if I have some women who had dads that were abusive to their mom in the house, when conflict pops off, Rochelle, little kids learn how to hide. So now their default trauma response to conflict is to hide. So yeah. Now leadership is conflict. So you've seen it. You're in the leadership meeting and yeah. People start arguing and they get rough because that's what leadership is. The women disappear into the wallpaper.
Yeah.
And then they get mad because they're not being seen and they're overlooked. I'm like, you're not in the room. So that's what we work on, is what is stopping you from the ask for the raise. Let's now create, insert new action to create a new result. And you're already valued at, you know, I had a client who went from 210 to 625. You're already valued at 625. We need to figure out what you're doing to block that.
Yeah. At the same company, or was it a new company?
This was a new company, but I just had one of my clients in January. She went from 410 to, and we were going to, actually, I think she was at about 300. So we're going to double her salary, 625. She just got a raise to about 898, and she'll do $1 million this year. That's in the same firm. She's a name partner, so she made partner, and they're gonna add her name to the building. So yeah, that's 2.5x her salary, same company. So it depends,
right? Mm-hmm. It depends. Wow. But most of the time, they just aren't ready to ask the question because they haven't done the work.
No, they've done the work. No. The women have done they're working three times as hard. So it's a lot.
I mean the inner work. Right.
The inner work is where it is. Yeah. We understand that. It's all inner.
Yeah. Well, no, because I know so many women that work so hard, right?
Yeah.
And I go, ooh.
Think and grow rich. It's think and grow rich, not work three times as hard as the men and complain you're not making your money.
Say it again.
It's think and grow rich, not work three times hard as the men and then complain that they keep getting promoted over you again and again and again. Stop complaining and start taking action of what do you need to do? Because apparently if it keeps happening, it's not them.
Like it's not them.
They did it to me again. I'm like, they can't do it to you three times in three organizations without you realizing it's you, girl. It's you.
It's you. Wow. So it's so needed. So needed what you do. I honor you, Queen. I'm so grateful to have you with CAU in our, just to hear your comments, right? Just to hear your confidence is my other favorite thing, right? And just to see you, right? And so I am so grateful to have you here. What did your business look like before you kind of got to Planet CAU?
Oh my God. Okay. So I came March 2020 to a one-day event, $49. I've seen Marquell, but I was like, I'm cool, but I'm gonna stop by. I'm gonna slide through Atlanta on my way to the Bahamas. Right. Slide on through $49. You know, I got that. See what they got. I mean, I had already been invested in business coaching. And so once I heard what he offered, I said, my God, I need that. Like, I'm the greatest coach ever in what I do. In my space, which is my bubble, right? There's no competition over here.
No.
And, but if people don't know that I exist, I didn't have a steady stream of leads. I'm working too hard. It's just a team of one. And so I'm burning myself out. I'm working nonstop. And I was making, you know, but it depends, right? So I think we did, by working with Marquell in 2020, it was our first six-figure year. No, it was 2019 was my first six-figure year, but it was just me.
Yeah.
And I'm passed out every day because I work so much. And then 2020 comes around, we double that. And then last year we 3X that. This year we're going to 10X that because now I have the system. Everything is about system. So I think I work, you know, 50% less. I still love what I do. You know, I was supposed to have this interview about an hour ago. I went to go walk on the beach first. So I stayed in the Bahamas. I came to visit, but working with CAU, let me flip my screen around right quick. You know, this. I'm about to lose my natural light.
Please, let's just flex just a little bit and listen to me gush. Oh, look at that.
Walk outside. So.
I mean, that literally looks like a picture.
So it's good. I mean, you know, working less. I love the network. I think the biggest thing is being able to talk to my potential client. And then I also increase my prices. You know, last year's price is not this year's price. So And that's the biggest thing is I was working so hard, and the people who pay the least are the least satisfied, and they expect the most and they want the most access.
Gosh, if we haven't said that 1,000 times, and so many people don't believe us though. You know, when we tell them, if you adjust ratio, why are you talking to $3,000 people? No. Right? I'm not saying that they don't have a right to invest and a right to get great service. They just can't get that from the baddest chick on the planet.
Right? They can't do it. Yeah.
Can't do it. Right. And when you have results like yours of, you know, 410 to 800 and $1 million in compensation. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, what's crazy, Rochelle, is the women, and I'm like, what were you doing before? You know, you had this high ticket, because the raises started popping when I went high ticket, right? Like I was, you know, we were 2,500. And then when the pandemic happened, one of my coaches said, Chrissy, you got to triple your prices because you don't want everybody. You just want a few people. So I said, okay, so we'll go to 6. And that's when, like, at around the same time I started working with, you know, CAU. And then in CAU, you know, you think 6 is a lot. So I added this whole package and we're like giving like away all this stuff because I'm thinking I have to stack the value, right? And then I hear everybody in the group, I think I'm crushing that 6. They kept talking about 10,000. I said, well, why am I charging 10 and I'm only charging 6? Like, this is, right, Michelle? You'd be like, well, everybody got a $10,000 package and I'm only charging 6. And so then I went up to 10, and then the next day, guys, you know, closed somebody there. And then this year we went up to 12. I mean, we have tripled 8 women's salaries and we've doubled over 20 in a year in a pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
But
they show up with their money, when they invest their money, these women come expecting change. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
That money is hurting them a little bit. And that's the difference that I've learned, is like they come wanting change. They're going to expect the ROI. Yeah. And they're crushing it.
Yes. And they're committed to change, right?
Yeah.
Not only are they expecting it, but they're committed to change. And so they're committed to doing whatever it takes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Because getting a double or a 3X your salary is not easy.
No.
Even when they follow your system, it's mm-hmm. simple, but that does not make it easy, right?
Yeah.
And so when you don't have people who have an investment and a commitment.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's good.
They don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's why I just listen to folks and go, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, well, yeah, you make the investment, but you don't care about that. You made that little investment to transfer responsibility. So you can tell everybody, I paid them and they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you don't want to do what mm-hmm. you're supposed to do.
Yep. Okay?
So that's fun. From 2,500 to 12,000. That's fun. That's fun.
That's
it makes
fun.
Getting
it's
to
fun.
The million so fast. You know, Chrissy, our 7-figure society member, right?
Yes.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
It makes the math simpler too. Makes the math so much simpler. I know that now it's not just you. I like simple math. I like it. That's why I tell
them. You still make the math easy. Ain't nobody doing all these little numbers.
No. You know, I was... So in high school, I took calculus and then tested out of it, right? So when I went to college, I never had to take math again. And literally, even the AP exam, like our teacher taught us what the exam was. So we just did exams every day for the whole semester
so that
we could pass it. I passed it with a 3. I got my 5 units. And when I got to UCLA, I never had to take math again, because I can't imagine why I need to know the circumference of a washer that goes around it, and then I need to know the volume of that. Why?
Who cares?
Why?
Yeah.
So I just like to count little money and make it simple. All right. Just, you know, 10 times 10,000. Yep, that's 100,000. We do that every month. We're at the million. I'm happy with that. I'm super happy. So I was asking the question about adding to your team. So how has that gone? And how did CAU kind of help you with it?
Praise the Lord. The first person I got was my assistant, right? Which I ended up doing some interviews with Bianca. Bianca introduced me to 3 women. I interviewed 3. I picked 1. She's a rock star. She's B-Sales for Audi. She's in South Africa. Amazing. Like, she will fight you. She's super loyal. She will say something about Chrissy, Marty will fight you. She will fight you. So it's not just these, you know, these virtual assistants who don't care and they're not a part of the team. Like, she's in it, you know? Right. So that was great. So she took a lot off my plate. So it's not just me. And it was hard because I used to be, you know, former military officer, and I had 160 people working for me. So I didn't do everything. And then as an entrepreneur who ran out of money, because, you know, it happens, not everybody, but I ran out of money. So
no, it does happen. It happens to everybody. It's just a matter of time when it does. And I just sit back and laugh when they say, oh no, I've got this all planned out. I go, you know, get older. That's one of the bonuses of being the OG, right? Yeah. It's like, get older. It happens. Yeah.
So when I had to do everything myself, I was like, wait a minute, I got to do this. And then, hold on, let me close my phone real quick. Then when I started doing everything and I started getting a team, I was like, oh my God, now I got to trust somebody to be able to do it again. So that was an interesting transition for me. And then I used to teach and coach. Then we automated that because the lessons are the same. So that was hallelujah. Now I can spend more time invested in the women as opposed to, because they can do the self-study and then come join us. So that was huge.
Yeah.
And then I got four coaches, right? And in the money that we're talking about this year, and then we did, I think, about $1.2 million in raises in 2 weeks. That was my coaches. So my coaches are my former clients who got amazing results. And I invited them back because if you're free, you can teach other women how to be free. So the nervousness of, can people do what I do? But Marquella is like, what are you talking about? Like, you can't coach 10,000 women. You know what I'm saying? Like, and be alive and be normal and actually have a life.
Right.
So that transition, and I just recently hired a COO, because to be a business owner who's the integrative visionary mix, right? To be the visionary, I've been running so fast, I don't slow down to do the small details. So she has to come now and peel the layer back and see what we duct tape together in our pursuit of let's get this money so I can sustain my bougie lifestyle. So now we're starting to I ain't got time to be looking at the small stuff.
It is what it is.
But yeah, now we have to have the proper structure and systems that where we start to put, you know, $100 million business on it, it won't fall apart. Because so that's what we're working on now. That's a complete shift from, I thought it was just going to be me with these women on the line. You know, now we are making some real impact. We haven't even scratched the surface on, you know, what we're going to do. So it's fun. And it's not just me anymore.
Right. Well, now, and you have a business now. You know, before you were self-employed.
It was a business. It was a business.
Business. Now you have a business. Yeah. And you have a saleable asset, right?
Yes.
That is not 100% relied on you. So that at any time when you want to cash out, you can cash out.
Yeah.
You know, at any point, if you don't love this anymore, you can cash out. That's the fun part, right?
Yeah.
That's the...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now let's really think through this. Now it takes people though so long, as I'm stuttering to even get it out. Right. It takes them so long to get to this level because they believe they have to do it all themselves.
Yeah.
They are the only one. They're married to this self-employment, kind of like women trying to get raises. Right.
Yep.
Like, it's like, what are you talking about? So I love that you talk about your coaches have been set free. And so, you know, that they can help other people. Would you say that CAU set you free?
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking, it's like, I mean, I know that there is more in it, but I kept investing in these people who were teaching me the 10,000 foot level, but nobody was giving me the 3 foot level. I can't get to 10,000 feet until you actually put in front of me what I need to do now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the paint by number system is what I call CAU, because when I was talking to Marquell, you know, just like everybody, right? It'd be like, oh, I got a funnel. I got the soap opera script. I got this, you know, like the stuff that I had read in the book, but I could never make it work. And he's like, we're going to use part of that, but not really. Like, there's a better way. So it's like this. Okay. So number 7 is blue. So then I come over here and I paint number 7, and then I'd be like, okay, number 3 is red. And then I take the red paint. And then, so it's a paint by numbers for, you know, super busy, super fast moving entrepreneurs who don't want to slow down because we want our money and we have this big vision, but it kept falling apart. Yes. You know, and no matter how many books I read, you know, I invested in some coaching, you know, some other coaches, and I'm not knocking that they didn't give me what I needed, but I needed the real framework, you know what I'm saying? To then be able to execute what they have been talking about. I'm like, but I'm losing it at the foundation.
Yes. Yes. And you know, so I say that all the time to people and they don't believe me. So it's always great to hear you say it back to us, right? Because it is like when I hear people, I say it's kind of like my daughter in geometry. Yes.
Yeah.
She is aware of it.
Yeah.
So she's been exposed to what the theorems are and what the number should be, but she hasn't mastered it. Yeah. And so when you come in, you know, so many people say that, oh yeah, I have a funnel. I got that already. You know, mm-hmm. I have this and it, but you haven't mastered it. You don't know why you're putting this right here. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's exactly what you said is that no, like you don't know, you know, and you're missing the little things. Jim Rohn always says little hinges, big doors, right?
Yeah.
And that is you're missing this piece. You know, you forgot to say, you know, in your script, this piece right here to get so that now you're not talking and hearing objections, right? You forgot that piece. And I love that about CAU is we help you with those little pieces.
The script is magic, right? Like, cause I'd be saying different stuff and I don't know what I'd be like, I don't know, you know, I changed the conversation. So I might leave a part out, you know, and then I get to the end. And then it's, you know, I was changing my numbers and, you know, it just wasn't going good. I didn't have that solid. And people can feel when you get to the end and you ask for the money, that little blip, that small blip in confidence or awareness, you lose the sale every time because they'd be like, they don't know what the ATL they're doing. And I knew I'm a great coach, but I couldn't sell you confidently all the time. It wasn't 100%. When I'm on. But when I'm not, it's because I'd be like, what did I say? Like, which... I drove the conversation this way when it should have said this way. So having a script is bam, 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 bam. Yeah. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Well, we always tease them because they go, do I have to say this? And we go every comma, every period, every pause. If there's a comma, I want you to pause. And they go, oh my gosh, you know, and they're trying to read it fast. I'm like, no, read it just like it is. Because if you do it, it is truly setting them up for here, take my credit card now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take my credit card now. Well, geez. So you said that you are on the trajectory to this 100 million, 10,000 women. Tell everybody again where you're going, how they can reach you, what they need to do, right? To get this in their business. What would you say about CAU? Just kind of just give us a synopsis that you're so smart at. And so
okay. One, they can reach me at changenowwithchrissy.com. You can get my free case study, how to get a 30% raise without getting another degree and without burning out. Stop getting all these degrees.
Oh my gosh.
One of my clients last night was in an executive MBA program. She was at 85,000. I said, how you might have spent, and you're like grown. You know, I'd be going ham on women. Like, you're a grown woman. Like, so she ended up going from 85 to 200 before she finished that. She didn't need the degree. She just needed to come over here investing in herself. Really, it's not about investing in us. We're just going to give you the map. We just require payment for our time and for our intellectual property. But anyway, but you can go to ChangeNowWithChrissy, ChristyCHRISTY.com to get my free case study and double your salary and work yourself out of your job, which is the plan. And then, you know, with regards to working with CAU, like if you have a business and you want to get to the next level and you want to actually monetize your business, provide high ticket. And I think so many times, Rochelle, people have these gifts that they're giving away for free. I did it. I coached for free for 20 years. And I didn't know that it was a marketable skill. I didn't know that it was a gift that I could, you know, make a lifestyle and live on the beach and sit around with my hair looking crazy.
My hair does not look crazy. Look, if my curls were like that, I would wear my curls every day.
No, it's cute though, but I mean, it's like this is lifestyle. This is what I wanted, but I couldn't put my hand on it, no matter how hard I worked. And so I love CAU, and I refer CAU all the time. People be like, "Chrissy, do you do marketing?" Or you know, I want to do a coaching business. I'd be like, "You should sign up to join CAU." And they're like, "Oh, is there a referral link?" I'd be like, "I'm not looking for a referral. right? Like, I don't need the referral. This company has provided so much into me and my quality of life, and it's going to set us up for generational wealth. You know, we're good on referrals. We're good. Like, that's not a, Rochelle, you know, I sent somebody over there. I'm going to want my money. It's like, no, this is the way that currency should work with regards to, you know, to businesses, especially Black businesses. So, you know, join CAU if you're looking. Actually, one of my clients started her company and she invested somebody. I said, what did Becky charge you? Becky charged her $15,000, right? And I was like, she said, what's your advice? I said, smack Becky in the face. She was like, and call CAU. She wrote me back. She was like this. No, really, what should I do? I said, smack her in the face and then call CAU. She didn't get anything for $15K. She had nothing. I said, you can't build a business off of this. So anyway, so she's in your program now. I didn't require a referral on that, but it's so amazing. The team is amazing. Everybody's professional. I love it when I hear Rochelle talk, where you be cussing, you be cracking me up. I love it because I cuss too. It's freedom. But you know, it's the team is committed if you show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I love the 7-figure mastermind for the people who should upgrade, because the network, like, this is the family that I've been looking for, where we're here to cross-pollinate other hungry Black entrepreneurs who are just going to go out and crush it. And there is no egos in the room. We're not in here chest bumping, because we all think that we're the best in class, and there is room enough for us all to shine. So there, I haven't been in a collective group of entrepreneurs who, you know, we're here to support each other. So I leave the Bahamas every quarter to come back to COVID-laden U.S. for the 7-figure society meetings. Anything else, I'll be like, I ain't traveling. But, oh, okay, the quarterly meeting is coming up. I'm on my way. So, I can't say enough about it, but it's completely changed, you know, my business, and my business is my life. So it's changed my life too. It's allowed me to be bougier as well. So
bougier. We like being bougie. Any last words for Markwell, our fearless leader?
Yeah, Markwell, one, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Andre, Rochelle, you know, Mike, Sierra, Wes, I go on and on and on, you know, just the total team. Right. And, you know, for your vision, for your tenacity to stick it out in the hard times, to be able to fulfill the vision and to allow me to do the work that I'm called to do, and to coach me so I can make the impact that I'm meant to make in the world. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the team. I appreciate, you know, everybody at CAU, because it used to, you know, used to just be them. Now it's y'all. So it's not just like, oh, let's just talk about Markwell. Andre is like, no, Rochelle is in there too. You know, Sierra's in there too. Mike is in there too. So, and Wes. And so it's the whole team. And Lo, in the events, it's the whole team that's now, you know, cohesive to create the larger vision, to make impact for coaches who, you know, we're working ourselves and we're not making the money that we want. And then we burn ourselves out and we're bitter. And when you can thrive in your gift and create the generational wealth that you want and you deserve.
Hell yeah. Well, I can't say anything else except for, you know, thank you for spending this time with me.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.